might use for storage, or, you know, you'd have to go upstairs to get to
it. Attic.
Yeah. Okay. And the room where you cook, you would just call that.
Kitchen.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of or seen one around Shreveport that wasn't part of the main house? It was separate away from the main house?
Like a garage apartment.
What about a kitchen? Just the kitchen and nothing.
Outdoor else. Kitchen.
Oh, you haven't seen those?
Yeah, those are older houses. Mm-hmm. They used to have fires in them a lot, so they put them away from the house.
Yeah. Was there anything that connected the two, like anything overhead? Or
you need to have a walkway.
Just some kind of walkway. That would usually be covered or not?
Yes.
Could be?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a name for a room right off the kitchen where you might store extra dishes or canned goods?
Pantry.
Okay. What about, say if you've got a lot of old worthless things, like broken down furniture, you didn't want to get rid of, you say you've got a lot of
junk.
Any name for a room that you might keep that in?
Attic.
Okay. Or maybe just any kind of general storage area? I was just wondering if you'd ever call any room a junk room or something, like a junk house.
Throw everything in the attic.
Yeah, okay. What about this expression? Say if a woman gets up in the morning, she might move around the house, dusting a little, straightening things up. What would you say she does?
Clean the house.
Okay, and something she would sweep with, that would be?
Broom.
All right. Now this expression, if I were looking for the broom and it was in that corner and the door was open so I couldn't see it, in relation to the door, you'd say the broom was where?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. The broom is right over there, leaning in the corner.
Okay.
And the door is open, so I can't see it. So you would say, and tell me where the broom is. Well, the broom's
on the other side of the door.
Okay. Anything besides that?
In the corner.
Okay, what I'm looking for is behind.
It could be behind.
Behind the door, yeah. Would you ever say back of the door?
Yes. Say back of the door.
Okay. Alright. Let's say if all of your clothes are dirty, the end of the week, you say, okay, well, it's time to do the
wash.
Okay. Would you ever use any word other than that?
I do laundry.
Laundry. You use that word laundry to mean anything besides the process of getting your clothes clean?
We can go to the laundry, like, to get your clothes cleaned.
Yeah, place of business?
Right.
Okay. Well, let's say the part of the house that's on the outside where you might have chair, swing, something like that.
Patio.
Okay. Anything besides that, especially on older houses?
Porch, screen porch.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call the porch anything else?
Veranda.
Okay. Are you familiar with the word gallery or gallery?
Well, that's more of an upstairs type. Like on a two-story, have a patio upstairs.
And you would call that a
gallery?
Yeah. Okay. And if you wanted to get from the front yard to the porch, you would climb up the
steps.
Yeah. Now, if you were inside, you wanted to get to the second floor, you climb
stairs.
Okay. This expression, if I walked in your living room and left the door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd say what?
Close the door.
Okay. Anything besides that?
No.
Okay. Something begins with SH, the door?
Shut the door.
On a frame house on the outside, these horizontal boards that overlap each other like that, do you have a name for that?
Slat boards or side boards.
You ever heard of weatherboarding?
No.
Flatboarding?
Flatboard, yeah.
That would be what I was
right.
Describing.
Yeah, that are fit into each other, have grooves where they fit.
Okay. This verb I'm looking for, you say you get in your car and you do.